Loss of taste and smell is one of the persisting symptoms for COVID-19 patients. Now, a new cookbook aims to help those people enjoy food again. Taste and Flavor features 18 recipes and is now available for free digital download. Today we have with us the authors of the cookbook, Chefs Rachel and Kimberly. Hi, chefs.
Hi, Haewon.
Could you tell us more about Taste and Flavor?
Sure. Kimberly and I spent months formulating the recipes. They are designed specifically for those experiencing a loss of taste and smell due to COVID-19.
We started this book project after finding out from a doctor friend that around 10% of people who become infected with COVID-19 become long haulers, meaning they have symptoms that last for months, and for some, indefinitely.
Right. Several studies have shown that while some regain their smell and taste within a couple of weeks, the symptoms have persisted for many without improvement.
Indeed. Some COVID-19 long haulers have anosmia, a loss of smell or taste, while others suffer from parosmia, a distorted sense of smell. And so, we decided to put our experience running a cooking school for cancer patients experiencing taste loss to good use.
Could you tell us more about the science behind this?
It's quite simple, really. Smell makes up 80% of our taste, and so the two senses are intertwined. With this in mind, we created recipes that involved heightening certain flavors while avoiding others.
That's fascinating. What are some examples of such flavors?
We focused on intense savory flavors like soy sauce, miso, parmesan, and mushrooms, and tried to touch on all five basic tastes: sweet, sour, salty, bitter, and umami, and stimulate all the senses.
We also avoided coffee, which can smell like sewage to some people with parosmia. The same goes for foods like onion, garlic, eggs, roasted meat, and nuts. They can smell repulsive, almost like rotting flesh, to these individuals.
Wow, it must be quite hard to write a recipe without garlic and onions. They're the basis of flavor.
Yeah, we tested nearly 300 recipes to narrow them down to the 18 that made it into the book.
And what's your favorite recipe in the cookbook?
Miso butter potatoes.
Sounds delicious.
I think this is the perfect recipe in the sense that the potatoes have a strong buttery taste and are umami rich with the miso. The green chili adds crunch for texture, while the vinegar sets off the sour receptor.
Even though it seems like a simple recipe, it's actually designed to stimulate all the senses and the different taste buds.
Sounds like an amazing comfort dish to enjoy, COVID-19 long haulers or not. The reception to Taste and Flavor has been incredible, and the book has been downloaded more than 1 million times since it was published last week. Thanks for your time, Chefs Rachel and Kimberly. And I can't wait to try out all the recipes in the cookbook.
You're welcome.